Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I don't want to defend Danny Ainge, but I always do look at once what happened happened. Like, they misdiagnosed him, they had him playing, all this other stuff. What should he have done, realistically?
So, I'll let Jesse answer that. My issue isn't with Danny Ainge. My issue is with the Boston Celtics organization.
Anybody that's making that, like, but it's what happened pre that, right? Like, once
right. Everything.
Once you knew what it was, what should they have done?
Yeah, you make that deal 1,000 times out of 1,000. Yeah.
You had to.
And it sucks. It sucks. I don't – that's terrible. But you couldn't – you couldn't sign – well, maybe you probably should have. Like, if you were talking about, like, oh, karma and all this other stuff, yeah, you messed them up, so sign them. But that's not how things work.
Yeah.
Not how things work.
Yeah. What – so he went to – it was – Cleveland, because it was Kyrie.
Yeah, and then LeBron didn't celebrate with him on that one.
On the game. Never forget it. Wasn't LeBron tweeting around that time too, sending subtweets to his team?
When the whole team got traded?
I think so, yeah.
Why does he always do that?
Yeah.
What was the year when he said you either fit in or...
That was Kevin Love.
Okay, yeah, I'm thinking about that one. That was probably a different year, but
Kevin,
yeah.
That was Kevin Love's... I think that was the first year.
What did he say?
It was something like, stop. Hold on. Let me find it.
Why would he
tweet
that?
It was something
that?
About fitting in.
Why would he tweet that?
I got it. I got it. Stop trying to find a way to fit out and just fit in. Be a part of something special. Just my thoughts.
LeBron, what the hell does fit out mean? What is fit out? Did LeBron just create a thing? That person fit out. What? What?
Just my thoughts, too.
Oh, yeah, that's the cold
part. Yeah, guys, this has nothing to do with anything. Just thinking there.
That's the cold part.
Fit out. Ron thought he was dropping a bar on that one.
Fit out and fit in are all caps, by the way, too. Just see what the context of the tweet.
What does fit out mean?
I think that means you're just being a Debbie Downer and just, you know, someone who's just being mopey and just can't get with the program, maybe.
Fit out mean? Fit out. Fit out. Provide someone or something with necessary equipment. What?
That sounds like getting someone fit in.
That does sound like fitted, but that's fit out. I Googled fit out.
LeBron, like, he really just tried to make something up.
He did. He absolutely
if you're not fitting in, you're fitting out, but that's not even the right vernacular.
Stop trying to fit out.
You can't say that. It doesn't make any sense.
It's like not now because the team's great, but like a 13-20 team had someone who just didn't fit. They fit out, you know, it just didn't work.
And then what was the other one that he, it was when he was with the Lakers, and he said, oh, I see everybody tweeting what they, everybody got something to say. I'm going to remember this. And then they missed the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, he did say that. Yeah. Yeah, he did say that.
Shout out LeBron.
There'll never be another one like you, big dog.
20 years of content.
Wimby ain't on Twitter like that, bro.
Well, remember, was it this year? Remember when someone asked him about the game and he was like, no, y'all say I be lying all the time. Like, what? No, I see Twitter. Y'all say I be lying all the time.
Just my thoughts.
No, I just asked you about Max Christie, dog. What are you talking about? All right.
Oh, Bron. There'll never be another one like him.
Let's get TC in here. There'll never be another one like him either.
That's true.
Elk Grove Kia Talk Line 916.
This lady crazy.
909-1320. TC, what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's up with my two brothers? Hey, Kenny, she was, bro. I ain't gonna lie. She was there, bro. You could have been like, man, why? D-Lo would have been like, we out of here.
Hey, she was talking crazy to him, too.
She was talking greasy. Hey, for sure, for sure. Hey, what y'all think, though? Kenny, what you think, man? Your boy officially on the hot seat, huh?
Well, okay, ooh. Who said he was on the hot seat? You talking about Kyle.
Look at the moves that he had to make, man. I think that's coming from up top. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, look, you got to get an OC back in here. We're trying to get Robert Saleh in, bro. This is your last stint. If we have another season like this, we moving on, bro. And I like Saleh being – if we can pull that off with Saleh, that's that leader of men I was talking about. So if we
no, he's
on,
not. No, stop it. Stop it, Kyle. TC, no, he's not.
Explain to me how Bob's a leader of men.
Bob's a leader of men. The defense, listen, they didn't galvanize under that dude, bro, and believe him. So let me ask you this question.
Tell me about when he was a head coach, how he was a leader of men.
He was dealing with Aaron, bro.
Aaron wasn't even there for six games.
I mean, not Aaron. Then he had Zach Wilson. The defense, listen, he was with New York. He was with the Jets, man. He had the defense believe in him, and then he had that GM, whatever that funny dude's name is, bro. Listen, it's a clown show over there, bro. We all knew when he left to go to the Jets. We like, man, what, Saleh ain't finna last over there, bro. Who lasts over there other than maybe Rex Ryan walking around talking crazy? That's another story I told y'all about. Y'all thought I was crazy when I said about Rex Ryan.
Yeah, we're laughing at the Jets for trying to get Rex Ryan.
I know, but I was telling y'all about him coming back in. But anyway, he galvanized that defense, and a lot of that team believed in him. And I believe if he was in Kyle's shoe, bro, they wouldn't be where they was at, bro, because everybody believed in. They lost faith in that dude, Kenny. No matter how you want to put it, he's a good coach. However you want to put that and shake it, bro, they lost faith in that dude, and they know deep down inside that he's not it, bro.
TC cracks me up every time.
It's going to be a long off season.
I love how he does it. Like, yeah, the 49ers players know. Like, they hate him. they hate Kyle Shanahan. They know.
In a world where athletes routinely either leak their feelings to writers, or now, you know, they go to Players Tribune or go on a podcast or go to their social media, and if they got a problem with somebody, they will let you know they don't like this guy, this coach. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not saying there's one guy that may feel a certain way. But let's just check. Have we heard anything bad about Kyle Shanahan over the 300 players he's coached?
Bro, Kyle Shanahan was throwing footballs from roof to roof, I think, at Joe Staley's house, throwing a barbecue. Like, they like Kyle.
We've never not once heard one of the 300 to 400 players he's ever coached say, nah, I don't know that guy. He's not good.
That dude.
Yeah, he ain't cool at all. Even Devondre Campbell didn't even say nothing yet.
The one guy who doesn't like Kyle, Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's hilarious.
You're either on Jimmy Garoppolo's side or with Kyle Shanahan. Yeah.
Man, TC with Jimmy Garoppolo, man. That's tough.
So, but I will say this, and I said this about Kyle.
Die in the air, folks.
I said this about Kyle during the season. He's not on the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time to watch. Like, he can't have another season like this. Yeah. And I'm not saying he gets fired after next year. He might. But, like, this year, hey, Mulligan, like, Super Bowl hangover, everything went wrong. You had a bad season. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But we're not going to have the same discussion next year if the same thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like, ah, another mulligan for Kyle. Like, it's just a rocky season. Like, no, you can't go 6-11 or whatever.
But it does raise the question, why did this season happen? Why did this season unfold the way that it did for the San Francisco 49ers?
Does Kyle get any blame for players not being as locked in? I don't know if that's the right word to use, but just not being solely focused, like Casey said, like, I'm winning and all that. Just other things coming into play. Does Kyle get any blame for not reeling that in at all?
The only thing I'll blame Kyle for in that respect,
you talk about like the Ayuk, Williams, Nick Bosa postgame that one time, whatever you want to throw out there.
Nick Bosa postgame, maybe, but the other stuff was, you know, livelihoods and contracts like that. That's out of his hands. You know what I mean? I don't give him any blame for that. For
people out here tweeting too, it's not me, I'm just not getting the ball or whatever. Like, stuff like that happened this year.
I don't know if that was necessarily the issue. And the thing that I give Kyle has to take responsibility for, because he's the man in charge, is this team on the field was undisciplined.
Mm.
They were loose with the football and penalties every single – that was like talent may have played a role as well, because you were down to like fourth and fifth string players. But that was the key in a lot of these games, was the fact that you look at the loss and, you know, they lose a close game and they've got 10 penalties for 115 yards. They've got 3 turnovers. That's something that obviously the players play and they make plays and they got to be responsible for whatever. But, you know, you typically don't see that type of stuff from a Kyle Shanahan team and a discipline team. And that happened all year long. Even in the final game of the season, they had another 10 penalties or something like that. So that's just the nature of the beast, that showing that undisciplined behavior is something that falls back on the head coach. But the other stuff, Jesse, like you talked about, like us, I mean, I don't know if Kyle Shanahan ran the organization differently, Brandon Ayuk would have not held out, or Trent Williams would have not wanted his money. I think you got to the point where those guys, you know, they're 4 or 5 years into this run, and they're like, all right, I've sacrificed a lot. It's time. Now it's time for me to get mine. And that's just what it was. That was the nature of the beast for that, too.
So can we go back to my question for just one second?
Absolutely.
Why did this season turn out the way that it did?
My first thought is injuries. Injuries. I mean, do you think that if McCaffrey, Ayuk, Trent Williams, and Charvarius Ward were there all year long, they'd be 6-11? I don't think so.
I don't. No,
I don't think so. Would they have been 13-4? No, maybe not. But I don't think they would have been this bad over the course of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes off like a cop out when you say injuries, but when you, it's just.
I'm asking what reality. You think the real answer is. Like, if you think it's injuries,
why they were 6-11? It was injuries.
Uninjured, are they a title contending team? Uninjured is a wild way of
yeah. Who are you, LeBron?
It. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, maybe. Is uninjured a? Can we make
injured,
that a thing?
Injured out? Are
oh,
they?
Oh, look, I don't know.
Uninjured.
That actually, I
let's
think that is.
Let's just start
the right,
using it.
I think that's the right verbiage. Okay, actually.
You're good.
Okay. Yeah.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mag Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
That's the right verbiage. Fit out is not the right verbiage.
It's not.
I don't know about that. I don't know if they're a title contender team. If
they felt off, but that could be because of
I feel like the on-the-field, undisciplined issues that Casey was talking about would have held them back. this year. Yeah, and like the whole not finishing in the red zone. Jake Moody sucked ass all year for some reason.
Blame Kyle on that. Crazy.
Like he couldn't kick to save his life. There was a lot of issues on field that they still had too.
He can't come back. I saw one of the homies say if Jake Moody is the kicker next year, I'm not a 49ers fan no more.
Okay.
And I understand. No, I understand. I understand. How do you bring this guy back?
How? I get it.
The guys on the street were perfect.
Yeah. Jake Moody just needs a different place.
Let's stick with football for a minute. We'll come back. We'll talk a couple more things as it pertains to San Francisco 49ers. The Raiders.
They made some news.
And what's the best open job in the NFL? It's all ahead here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Let's talk to our brother Mitch here real quick on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's happening, Mitch?
Hey, see what's happening? What's popping?
What's popping?
Quick, eh? It can't be a changeup.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Damon, I don't blame you. I blame Damon here.
Hey, what did Damon do?
What I do?
You cook yourself. I hope the bill was lower than normal, right? It's like a Seinfeld episode where you make your own pizza pie.
Yeah, I've never been to one of those places, but I've seen that. I've seen that where they try to make you make your own pizza.
I don't want to put my hand.
Well, even that, when you make your own pizza, they cook it.
True.
Don't they take it and put it back in the oven for you?
Yep, that's true.
No, not here. Just stand over a hot flame and cook a steak.
Like you said, we didn't know how hot the grill was either. That's another aspect of it.
No.
Okay.
There was a certain point where Gavin's like, does anyone know how hot that grill is? And I look over and my ribeye's on fire. I'm like, nah, not sure. Not sure.
Well, there's no way I can cook. Another reason why I have to remain married, you know, cannot cook at all. I kind of like, I'm scared to get, I forgot how to cook. I did years ago.
Well, Mitch, we're going to learn in 2025. You and me, man.
Are you allowed to do all the cooking?
No, I don't do any cooking, but I will this year, though.
All right. Well, send me all the recipes. Well, I know they're going to kill me in the chat room because there's so many people that went to school with Bill Clinton, you know, roll scholars I'm dealing with. But I want to say is, we didn't run the ball enough. I'm talking about the 49ers, and they dismantled the defense line they've had. I mean, Bosa's been pretty much having to do it himself, and now they're going to let go of Argrove. I don't know what they're doing, the 49ers. They're trying to become like the Raiders.
All right.
The shot at the Raiders was uncalled for.
So many people went to school with Bill Clinton as today's title, too.
That was crazy.
I missed that one, but.
That was crazy. He brought up a good point, though, that that defensive line.
We just can't let Hargrove slide, though, right? Like, I guess that was probably small in the scale of the call, but.
Oh, man. But, yeah, the defensive line was not good this year. They lost, to be fair, they lost Hargrove week three. That didn't help the defensive line. A lot of the young guys they liked were in and out. Armstead was gone, and Nick Bosa just wasn't good enough. Leonard Floyd was pretty good. I thought he had a solid season, like what you could expect from him.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they've got a – that's probably where they go in the draft because that's what John Lynch believes in, like bolstering that defensive line. So my thought would be that's where they go with the first pick in their first round pick mm-hmm. in the draft.
Okay. There's a lot to – did I hear – you and Gavin are going to cook together?
Something's going on at Sky River, and it's a cooking situation.
That's what it was. Yeah. Sky River's got a big Yep.
And I'm the rookie. I'm the guy that doesn't know how to cook at all.
Yeah.
Who's going to be over there?
Yeah.
Maybe getting lessons or something. And then he's the gourmet chef,
the vet. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Coming to an Instagram feed near you, Gavin and Casey.
The buddy cop show. Nobody knew they needed.
Buddy culinary school here. That's good stuff. I think I talked. All right, I don't want to spoil it. I'll wait for his show. I think I might have talked Gavin out of wearing a racist T-shirt today.
Oh my gosh!
I swear to God, he sent me this picture at it's like 4 a.m. And I'm like,
send me the picture.
I'm like, he's like, hey,
what does his t-shirt look like?
Yeah, put it in the group chat.
He's like, hey, is this racist? And I'm looking at the shirt, and I'm like, you know, I think that it is. And so there's an explanation here. I'll send it to the group chat. I don't want to put it on the screen because I know. I know where he wants to do something on his show with it. So I'm going to send it to the group right here. I guess it's an old bar in Sacramento. He said, okay, he thought it. He was like, I wanted to make sure I wasn't overreacting. I got it for Christmas. From this website that apparently sells old bar logos in different cities, and my sister-in-law got me this one. And he said, I put it on this morning, and I was like, this might be racist.
Yeah, just play it safe, guy.
But now to be clear, he did not wear it.
Right. Right, right, right.
Just, look, he asked for help.
Yeah.
He got help, and he took the advice.
We
but
don't
this was,
shame that at all.
I'm not really sure. I just kept looking at it like, what is this shirt doing?
Well, you ask yourself, if this was a sports team logo, would we have to change it?
That's it. Yeah.
That's a good call. I've just played safe.
And he did. He did. Thankfully, I'm an early riser. We might have had a confrontation in the hallway.
Can you imagine if Dan woke up at 6:30 instead?
Well, I think there are a couple of people on his show who have been like, put a jacket on. Put a sweater on. Don't wear that. Not a good look. Not a good look. So we mentioned Javon Hargrave. He appears to be out with the San Francisco 49ers, or Hargrove, depending on what part of the country you're from. And according to John Lynch, Debo won't be released.
That was code for we're not letting him go for nothing.
Is there a market for Debo?
I think so.
Late round pick?
So me and Jesse, I think you were gone. It was during the break.
Oh yeah.
We were working on something.
Trying to work out a deal for the lab. I've been trying to work it out with Kyle Madsen. I let Casey on this. I'm trying to trade Tyreek Hill to the San Francisco 49ers for Debo Samuel, a third-round pick, and a sixth-round pick.
And I said, settle down with the third-round pick.
See, Kyle was hung up on the sixth.
You can't have the third and the sixth.
See, but you don't even want Debo. You guys call him washed all the time.
Yeah, well, I definitely want him on the team because that's my boy.
But that's Kenny, the radio show host, not Kenny, the general manager.
So here's what I will say.
Listen, Kyle Shanahan, John, I know you're over there in the corner of the room. Just let me talk to Kyle real quick, to people who matter. Kyle, Debo had a career worst year or whatever. It's time for a change of scenery. Let me give you Tyreek, and I'll take this third-round pick and a sixth-rounder. We're all good.
Well, I mean, we like Tyreek. He's a heck of a player. You know, I mean, takes a stop off the field. And, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, I talk to Debo every day, you know. And, you know, he texts me and stuff, and you know, he's a guy that's just really good.
And John, does he always breathe like this?
Well, look, I don't know what this guy's talking about. We just play football and stuff, you know, and I coach football and stuff, you know.
You know,
it's just one of those things.
You know how, for some reason, I don't know why people do this. Maybe it's like to detox themselves or whatever, but they do dry January. What are you doing?
Doing the John Lynch.
That's not, you can't do it that way.
It doesn't work.
We've established that's not the John Lynch.
Debo said it was the John Lynch.
I don't think he did.
Casey gets one cosign two on anything. He'll run with it for the rest of his life.
And here's the, like, so you know how people do dry January where they don't drink for the month? Can we do, like, dry impressions where we just don't get impressions for the month of January?
I don't know. Like, it's pretty important we get Shaq and stuff on this show.
I'm not going to lie. It's the 9th, and after this morning, I want to drink. But, like we could get through this together.
Like, sometimes when we get Ultimate Warrior from the afterlife, that's pretty funny. Ultimate Warrior.
He didn't even take it.
Well,
that's cold, man.
Well, because I'm saying I heard you guys talking about me yesterday.
Oh, it's Jerry.
Right? And you're talking about me, and I know Mike McCarthy is a guy that has been criticized, but it really does bring me joy to see my guy, and I do mean my guy, D-Lo, because he was a Cowboys fan, and once a Cowboy, always a Cowboy. I love to see him turning the corner on Mike McCarthy because that is, he's not the problem here. Okay. He's not the, do you want to go, you want me to build another stadium? Is that what you want? I just want to win a Super Bowl so bad.
Okay. With that said, we could probably tie these two conversations in together real quick before we get back to basketball. What's the best job in the NFL? And you could throw Dallas in there because I guess technically Dallas is open because Mike McCarthy contractually is not the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys today.
This is true.
His contract expired yesterday.
But nobody can sign him because it's nobody, an exclusive negotiation.
But he can't get a job. The man literally has to stay unemployed.
It's exclusive negotiating time. What's it, a week?
It's a week, yeah. It's next. I think it's next Wednesday.
That's crazy.
That's insane. That is crazy.
I think the right answer is Chicago.
Yeah.
But
because of Caleb?
Because of the team. Yeah, they got a good team. They got pieces there and all that. But I do.
Jets the worst?
Yeah.
Raiders? Jacksonville?
Saints feels pretty awful.
Yeah, Saints does.
Nah, the Saints, you got Kamara still. You can go get your quarterback.
Kamara's
got
to be like 96 years old.
Feels like it. He was balling.
Kamara been in the league for 20 years.
Saints aren't the worst. No.
It's the Jets.
It's the Saints or the Jets, then?
It's the Jets because it's the Jets.
I'm throwing the Jacks in there.
How about his? Jags. The Jags got a quarterback at least. Somewhat.
Do you?
Yeah, at least he's an average. He's got an above average quarterback.
Everything about the Jags just seems.
How much worse do you think Trevor Lawrence is than Dak Prescott?
That's funny.
He's a lot worse than Dak Prescott.
Oh, a lot.
He's two tiers down.
Trevor Lawrence is a lot worse than Dak Prescott.
He's two tiers down from
the Dak. Raiders' job scares me because I don't know where I'm getting my quarterback from.
And we didn't. I guess we kind of teased. We didn't talk about it. Tom Telesco fired as general manager of the Raiders. That's the way that it probably should have been done, right?
Yeah, it's probably well,
because Tom didn't. Antonio Pierce wasn't his.
I don't think so. I think Antonio was hired first.
So,
and we looked it up. Antonio Pierce was like 3 days before Tom got hired.
I feel like you could have let Tom do this unless you just didn't believe in what he was doing.
Yeah. And if you didn't believe in what he was doing, he had to go.
And sometimes I wonder, too, because, you know, we're a few days removed from this. Did Mark ask, or whoever makes these decisions, I assume it's Mark Davis, ask Tom Telesco, hey, put together a plan what it looks like to get our quarterback and how we navigate this after winning a couple of games at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And he puts it together, and Mark looks over this and goes, oh, no, you're fired. Just absolutely not.
Well,
you're out of here, pal.
Is it Mark looking over it?
No, because... What happened? Mark didn't talk to Tom. He talked to the other Tom. And he said, get these guys out of here.
He said, Tom Brady, figure it out.
And so this is a multi-layered thing where Tom Brady is catching a ton of heat for the Antonio Pierce firing. Mm. And I guess there's a belief that he's really involved in the Tom Telesco situation. And perhaps he's got Mark's ear or whatever it may be, which has led to speculation that he's one and done at Fox.
As he should be.
There is a lot of speculation that he is out at Fox and he's going to focus on being, I guess, an NFL owner.
Yeah, he damn near run the team. That's what it feels like.
It sounds like he could get the opportunity, if any of these rumors are true,
yeah,
he could get the opportunity to essentially do that.
He's got to go from Fox, though. And I was one of the people, I didn't
from
think
a performance standpoint?
No, I didn't think he was bad. Like, I know, like, Kyle didn't think he did a good job. I thought he's fine. Like, Tom is fine. But being an NFL owner and having a hand in hiring and firing guys, what are you doing? What are you doing calling Bucks Raiders next year? Like, no. They probably would never put him on a Raider game. But, like, you get the point. Like, what are you calling any NFL game?
Well, it's also not just that. It's they're covering Bucks Saints. Mm-hmm. What do you think about coming to Las Vegas when you're down there on the field doing all that stuff?
Right.
Which I think was initial concern. Again, the owner signed off on all of this.
Right.
They allowed this to happen.
And they didn't even care about it. They were caring about the amount that he was being.
They were buying in for it. Yeah.
They're like, oh, tamper, I don't care.
Yeah.
But you're not going to take a discount.
We all do it anyways.
You're not going to take a discount, damn it.
Yeah.
Right. Go ahead, tamper, though. I don't give a damn. Yeah, you can't be broadcasting games,
mm-hmm.
and you've got this kind of influence in the hiring firing of your franchise.
And I think it's probably in Fox's best interest for him to be gone too, because your best broadcaster is on your number two team.
Mm.
Greg Olsen's really good. Yeah. Now, to be clear, it took Greg Olsen time to become really good, and I think Tom would have been fine. But Greg Olsen wasn't a part-time NFL owner or a full-time NFL owner or whatever he is.
Right.
Like, give Greg Olsen that spot back. Tom can go, I guess, run the Raiders. And it'll be interesting over the next few weeks because, I mean, Tom's still working to hear what his involvement might be with the Raiders, the general manager hire, the coaching hire, and if Fox and or the NFL collectively step in and go, hey, we're going to put Greg in here. Why don't you go do what you got to do?
In the middle of
like
all
now.
This?
Yeah, right now.
I thought about that too, but I don't know if you can. I ain't on top
you
of that.
You can do it.
But I got the Super Bowl too.
Greg Olsen can call the Super Bowl.
He can.
And everyone would be happy.
He can, but that's, they've been, yeah, business-wise, it's not going to matter. Like, you're not going to lose. You're not going to lose.
Well, I'm not watching because Tom's not calling it.
But that's borderline. Like, I agree with you.
I get it.
But I feel like you got to see this through since you have the Super Bowl.
I get it. And okay, Fox may feel that way until old Jerry calls and is like, yo, what is this?
What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on? Why is he on the broadcast and running the Raiders?
You misread my tone. was not pressing the soundboard.
I was angry, Jerry.
Jerry's got some energy.
Yeah. Jerry just took his pill. He's ready to go.
But I mean, do you think they would do that? Like, do you think Jerry or anybody would
extreme.
Do that right now?
I think it would be extreme if there becomes a thing like Tom Brady is sitting in on general manager interviews, head coaching interviews. Yeah, like I could see the league as a whole going, this might be a bit too big of a conflict of interest.
I agree with you, by the way. And I it's
the league that goes to Fox and says, hey, we got to make it. We can't do it this way.
Yeah, I agree with you with like not like he. Yeah, you probably should just get him off now. But with it being the playoffs, with you having the Super Bowl, I don't know if Fox would want to do that.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Needs to be one and done though. Like he needs to stop doing this.
It will be very interesting to see what his involvement is with the general manager hire and the coaching hire. Because the rumors are loud. And now you're getting full-on proclamations from like people who write about media stuff saying he's not coming back. Like he's almost certainly not coming back to Fox. And it's one of those things where like you go back to 1997 and you think about that 96 where Bret Hart signed that 20-year contract and Vince immediately regretted it. And had to orchestrate the old screw job to get him out of there.
What does he think he is? Vivek Ranadive?
Well, that's what I think happened with Fox. Mm. They signed this big deal with Brady. Mm-hmm. They got a couple of months into it, and they were like, man, we really like, how can we get Tom out of here?
Even more, we didn't have to do this. Like, we were fine. It was fine.
No, it was.
Like, we didn't have to.
Well, they probably felt like they did, though. Because they had just lost Troy and Joe.
That's a good point.
So it's optics wise, it was one of those things where, man, Troy and Joe are going to ESPN. Oh man, what's going to happen to Fox? Fox got Brady, and the Fox people are celebrating. They're like, yeah, let's go. And then all of a sudden, the cameras are off, and everyone simmers down. They're like, hey, does anyone know if Brady can actually do this? Like, has anyone had a conversation with the guy?
What was Aikman and Buck have been Monday night for 2 years, or was this the first year?
No, 2 years because Tom didn't do his first year out of retirement.
So
he had the buffer year, and then this
but
year.
But did he sign out of retirement?
No, he was playing when he signed.
That's right.
He signed the deal when he was still playing, and the deal was whenever he wants it, whenever he's ready. Meanwhile, it was at least 2 years because he was playing and then his buffer year. There's Greg Olsen just establishing himself as one of the best analysts in all of football, all of sports probably. Yeah. And, sorry, pal, you got to go to the second squad.
And to be fair, I don't have a problem with with anything. Like, I don't have a problem with Tom.
Dude, you didn't even have a problem making your own food.
Well, you know, just right there on the grill that I don't know how hot it was.
No clue. Not one fear of burning ourselves or nothing.
With the community tongs there.
Oh, God damn it. Hey, no, hand me the ones that you just used, your hot dog. Yeah, can I? Thanks. I kept looking like, is there water in here? No. Just grab the one that had the hot dog and the raw hamburger meat. Hand that to me so I can flip over my $44 ribeye that I got to cook myself. Awful concept.
Oh, man. But, I don't have any issue with Tom Brady being involved in the Raiders situation. You know what I mean? Like, go do that, man. Go do that. Like, that's perfectly fine. You just can't broadcast these games anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I don't know if conflict of interest is the right word, because I don't know what he's doing to be a conflict. It just doesn't feel like that's how that should be going.
Yeah, I think conflict of interest might be the perfect
descriptor. But it's also a potential, right? Like, it's not, he's not necessarily doing something, but... Like right now, he's not doing something.
But here's the thing. Like, if he's calling, is it Chargers Bills? Is that the game?
He's probably doing.
Well, no. He's not calling that. I'm just saying a game. I'm picking a game, and these play by play guys, analysts. They have meetings with coaches and players. They watch film sessions, practices, especially for big games. They get a ton of intel to help broadcast the game. Mm-hmm. The Chargers and Bills? Now, I know that doesn't match up, but, like, think about, like, the optics of that. Hell, if it's the Chargers in the Super Bowl. Right. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm Jim, I'm not okay with that. I'm like, hey, good to see you. Get out of my locker room.
And isn't that the rule that's going on? He couldn't do none of that.
So that was, I think that was one of the original things when he got cleared for ownership. They said he wouldn't be able to do this, and, but I don't know if that's been upheld or not. I don't know if that's the way it's been going. I'm not really sure. Yeah. I know he's digging into like some of his old playbooks. Because he's talking specifically about plays and how they run. So either he's either digging into his old playbooks or he's meeting with the coaches. Mm.
Yeah.
Which is what they all do. It just it is a bit weird to have to make this exception for he's an A1 analyst. Yeah. That's the top team.
Right.
And no, I'd feel some type of way about it.
Yeah,
if I was an opposing coach.
Absolutely.
I'd feel some type of way. No, you just sit in the booth. I don't want you near any of my players.
Get away.
None of them.
Oh, that.
So Chicago is open. New Orleans is open. New England is open. Las Vegas is open. Jets, Jacksonville. And technically, the Dallas Cowboys job is open right now. So those are the jobs available.
Did you want to rank them? Because I think.
Sure.
I think the Bears are one.
Okay.
New England, two.
Is it?
I was gonna
they got quarterback.
I was really going to go Cowboys, man.
So was I. I was going
to
go Dallas, too.
Then do we believe in what that core is then? Because if we're all in on Dak, like, I'm sure they're going to keep Micah, right?
Better.
Micah was running his mouth again. I said, come
on. Yeah, he always does that.
What'd he say? We would have been 17-0 if... What'd he say?
No, he said... He was like... Yeah, man, I can't wait for next season, man. And when I'm holding that trophy, man, can't wait, man.
What trophy?
The trophy.
Oh, no chance. Okay. I'm about to go like, Cowboys then.
Don't get mad at him for that. What's he supposed to say?
Who do you think he's talking about?
I'm going to tell you right now. I don't have a problem with Micah Parsons believing that way, but I feel so confident when he starts talking because he hasn't been right about anything.
He hasn't.
See, we need to know Micah's Super Bowl contenders going into next season, though. I don't know. Dallas is
the problem with Dallas is their general manager. Can their general manager put together a team that can win you games and win you a Super Bowl?
Well, imagine you go to him, tell him, I need Derrick Henry, and he tells you we don't have enough money for him.
That's a good point. You said New England has a quarterback. You put their quarterback situation over Dallas?
If I was someone looking for a job, I'd like to build from the ground up. Like, I think if you have a younger quarterback there, I'd probably start with that.
Yeah, question.
Hi. What's up?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Tapia.
Yeah, what's up, man?
You put New England ahead of Jacksonville?
I think just because, like, there's more to build with New England. I think you have your quarterback. Jacksonville's kind of...
Jacksonville don't have that quarterback?
They do, but it's...
They have the quarterback they're stuck with.
Yeah, they're already ahead of, like, you know, they're in the middle of that.
That's the right... guy. Trevor Lawrence isn't bad. I keep talking like he's bad. He's not bad.
He's just not. Yeah. Trevor Lawrence, the guy they talked about for 3 years.
I don't think he's franchise. I think you're a borderline playoff team with him as your quarterback.
I mean, if you take the Jag job and the Cowboys job, you're expected to make the playoffs, I think, too. And I don't know how realistic that is.
Yeah, with
Jacksonville,
that's true.
Or whatever. Like, you're expected to make the playoffs with the quarterbacks that you have, I guess, and the teams there. But I don't know how possible that is.
I think I'd put the Saints third. I like the Saints more than you guys do.
Really?
Because I think the Saints can go get a quarterback too. Like, if that's kind of what you're worried
about. Derek Carr, one and done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Backup quarterback moving forward.
Yeah, sounds about right. You can go get a quarterback if you need to. I don't know. They might be top 10 in the draft, so maybe you're able to even draft one. I like their defense. I think they got some talent on the roster. They just...
How many coaches have they had since Peyton? Is it two or one? By the way, I got to give Sean Payton credit. That Broncos team was good.
Yeah.
And more specifically than that Broncos team, Bo Nix was good, and I think that is because of Sean Payton.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Man, I'm dying the last 2 days with Payton.
Yeah, you're going to say Aaron Rodgers next, yeah, and I'm going to walk out.
Hey,
what you like, Shamar? What's my man's name? Moore, the coach at Michigan?
Sharon,
is that
Moore?
Your boy?
No, it's not. That's your boy. He's colorblind.
Hey, even Kerry hit me yesterday with the just a perfectly legal team over there in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Carrie knows.
Wow.
Carrie knows.
She's a Nebraska Cornhusker.
That's crazy. Carrie's a Nebraska Cornhusker, like a UC Davis Aggie, yeah. A Sac State Hornet.
And Kansas Jayhawk basketball.
She just did a year everywhere. Yeah. Just everywhere. Her husband's probably from Nebraska. No, he's like 9 feet tall.
I didn't say Shamar Moore. I was about to, and I was like, no, it's not Shamar. I don't know if Shamar Moore was still on. What was that, 102.5 when we were talking about Shamar Moore?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about him on 102.5 for reasons known to no one. The dance. Soul Train. Yeah, the Soul Train dance. That's what it was. We'll come back. How stupid is the national media when it comes to the Sacramento Kings?
Oh, my goodness.
You will find out. When D'Lo and KC return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. We're back. I added the cart that you asked me to, but it may not. Hey, welcome to the show. How about that?
Well-oiled machine, huh?
The well-oiled machine. Absolutely. There's nothing going wrong here. What you mean?
We're cooking.
What you mean? We are cooking. That's what we do now. We cook our own food. We cook our own show.
Once again, it was okay. I mean, like, would I rather... go to Q, sure, because they'll prepare it for you and everything. But
I would rather have a trained chef like Chef Q make my ribeye.
So now that you are familiar with how it goes down,
mm-hmm.
the second time around, you'd be a little more prepared. You know,
there is no second time around, sir.
Right. I'll go back there.
Okay, good for you.
At one point, I think it was Gavin, turned his phone light on so he could see the season.
No, you know why he did that? I told him to. I was like, bring your flashlight on your phone because you can't see. They're dimly lit.
Couldn't see a damn thing.
Couldn't see nothing. You were surviving off the flames. That's how I got the... Okay, I was seasoning this thing like, wow. I was just trying to salt and pepper this joint, and I look at it, no, that steak seasoning. Like, okay. All right.
That's cool. I might make a steak this weekend. I got the bug now.
What were you just doing? What was all that?
Flipping it over.
You only have to flip it once.
Nah, well, you know.
No, you don't flip the steak over. No, see, you guys are children on the grill. You let it cook. You flip it over. You let it cook. You take it off. You let it rest. Then you eat it.
Well,
you don't flip it, smack it up, flip it. You don't do that. People taking the spatula, trying to smash it down. Like, yeah, it's not how you cook. Who taught you guys how to cook? Apparently nobody. Poor Megan. She just wanted a hamburger.
Poor Megan. Oh, man.
Goodness gracious. You know what's worse than trying to cook your own food when you don't know how?
What's that?
Is talking about the Sacramento Kings when you don't know what the hell is going on.
These guys, bro. This is
this transcript
is embarrassing, bro.
This transcript was making its way around Twitter. Shout out to our brother Chris Watkins, who posted the video of Brian Windhorst attempting to talk Sacramento Kings basketball.
Nasty behavior.
But anyway, Mike Brown got fired. Doug Christie took over, and they have won five games in a row. They had a double overtime win over the Heat, which they made a big comeback in. It was a really bad loss for the Heat on Monday night. Now, let me just go over these five wins. There are some asterisks.
Yeah, I was going to shut the hell up.
They beat.
That is Bontemps, and we know how awful he is.
Yeah, I was going to say, shut the hell up.
And you got Tim McMahon just smiling from ear to ear in the middle. All right, Windhorst, go ahead.
They beat Dallas without Luka.
And Kyrie.
And Kyrie.
Oh, Kyrie was out for that game, too?
Correct.
That one was kind of a rest night.
All right. That was
A rest night for Kyrie.
Didn't the Lakers just lose to the Mavericks without Luka and Kyrie?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Their first one. They beat Philly. Paul George played great in that game, but Embiid did not play in that game. They beat Memphis without Ja.
No, Embiid did play, but they had a crazy comeback at the end after being down the entire
That's wrong.
Nope. Embiid didn't play.
That's wrong. Look, it's just so matter of fact. No, Embiid played. Yeah.
Let's be clear. This isn't one national media person. It's three of them. This is three people attempting to talk Sacramento Kings basketball.
Oh, he did play. Well, see, I'm...
Yes.
Nope.
But they scored 15 straight to win the game after being...
No, just remember, every time Bontemps opens his mouth, just remember this. Every time Tim Bontemps has something to say, remember this moment right here where he's attempting to discuss a game he clearly did not see.
Down virtually the whole game.
They blasted the Warriors... Without Steph.
Dude, he passed on the game, too, by the way.
No.
Wait a minute. What? Run that back.
Let's run it back.
It just registered.
Just run it back. Let's listen to him again.
Blasted the Warriors without Steph.
All right, man. Y'all, they just making up anything, man. No, the man had 2 4-point plays. He had 20 points at the half, and they just Steph couldn't have played. All right, man. Come on.
I believe he played in the game, but it was the second night of a back to back for Golden State. They played.
I got all this wrong.
Listen.
God damn it! Are you serious? Let's see if Tim McMahon has something intelligent to offer. I like Tim McMahon. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. When you're poo-pooing a winning streak, you should really let the USWB read this.
Steph did not play against Memphis the night before. Golden State won. Okay. It was the second night of a back-to-back for the Warriors. They got...
they lost by 30.
And they lost by 30. And then they had this crazy.
I know for sure Jimmy
night.
Butler didn't play on Monday.
And Jimmy
night.
Butler didn't play against Miami in what was another crazy comeback. By the way, before
so these are the guys who talk basketball.
These three get paid probably a decent amount of money.
Yes.
To talk professional basketball for a living.
Yeah.
You ask them to talk about the Sacramento Kings for 30 seconds and their brains break. Well, Steph didn't play in that one. No, he did. Oh. Well, Joel Embiid didn't play in that one. Oh, yes, he did. No, you jack-offs are all wrong. Goodness gracious, man. Can you imagine for 1 second, wherever you are, remotely or at the office, showing up to your job and doing it as poorly as those three individuals did?
It's just awful. Just an awful 45 seconds. And look, I don't always know. Like, I didn't I think that who the Knicks play last night, I don't even remember. I know they played Toronto. I don't know what happened in that game, but I'm also not paid to know what's going on with the Knicks and the Raptors. I'm paid mainly to know what's going on here in Sacramento in this area.
That's right.
Their job is to know everything that's going on in the NBA. And even if you don't watch and you say, hey, we're going to talk about this team, take the 10 seconds to look at what happened in those games. Yeah, I ain't even saying you got to watch the game. Look at the box scores.
Bro, you're missing the bare minimum.
Yeah, this is awful. You don't even know who played in what game.
And you're talking about star players too. Like, it's not like, oh, maybe Andrew Wiggins was in and out. Like, no, you're talking about Steph. Like, how do you not know?
You just don't know nothing. And also, don't mention De'Aaron Fox didn't play in two of those games. That don't matter.
Not even referenced.
That don't matter. Now, look, if you want to...
Look at the look on his dummy face. Look at that. You're going to trust basketball from this guy? Goof.
It's like, if you don't... It's two different conversations. If you don't believe in what's going on, you think it's just, you know, a mirage, that's fine. I'm not here to disparage that. But...
Perfectly fine.
When you are taking the opportunity to talk about what's going on, make sure you know what you're talking about.
Or just say the Kings are on a 5-game winning streak and I don't care.
That's perfectly fine. Say that.
Spare us all.
Well, the truth is, you could say those guys would be like, the Kings are on a 45-game winning streak, but let's get back to the Lakers loss last night.
I'm definitely at the point where... Because they're so wrong, so misinformed, so often, I'm okay with these guys never talking about the Kings. Like, it's okay. Like, we used to clamor for national recognition and attention and all this other stuff. These guys are so wrong, so often. It's okay. It's fine. Don't talk about the Kings. D'Lo and Casey do a good enough job. It's fine. You don't need to. No, nobody needs to know what's going on here. It's cool. You guys stink when it comes to talking about the Kings, so don't bother, please. But oh no, they'll do a whole damn segment when they think something bad is going on out here.
Oh, I'm sure they had plenty to say on Mike Brown's firing.
They do. They do a whole emergency podcast on that. But let the Kings win a couple games. They don't even know who the hell's playing in the game.
Mm. I don't know what it is, but Bontemps was especially irritating me in that clip.
Bontemps irritates me always. Bontemps, like, I don't know if it's never not spoken, and I'm not irritated.
I don't know if it's a smugness or how he talks or whatever. It's like, oh, well, Steph did. Oh, he did. Well, Lance and that. Like, this is, I don't know what it is. This is something that's so irritating.
Tim Bontemps talks like the bed bug from that episode of The Office.
Exactly.
Bruh.
That's how Bontemps talks.
I couldn't.
You're never getting to that episode.
For the sake of, we're all jumping Bontemps right now. Yeah, Kenny. Yes, you're right. Yes.
Just talks like. Get out of here.
It's like, all right, man. Like, all right, it's cool. You don't have to talk. No, none of y'all. Well, I shouldn't say none of y'all. Because... My dog Jeff Teague and his crew, they can keep talking. But yeah, the Bontemps, at least that crew, they've been wrong too many times for me.
The Hoop Collective.
I mean, and look, I'm not saying don't have your podcast, don't make your money, don't do your job. That's fine.
You
just ain't got to talk about the Kings.
Clearly, being accurate in your news doesn't affect your ability to keep a job.
Apparently not. Don't talk like you know what you're talking about. Like, you clearly don't.
You ever want to check in with a team? Golden rule is check in with the beat writers.
That's it. That's why I'm always going to the streets, man. The streets will tell me what's really going on. Not the Windhorses. Certainly not the Bontempses.
What can Windhorse tell me from Iowa about the Kings, bro?
He can't even watch half the games. Did you hear that story?
It's literally been told, yes. He's like blacked out from three different teams.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool. And like I said, Bontemps is a little irritating. I don't know nothing about him, so I don't hate him. Tim McMahon, I don't have no problem with Tim McMahon. He's fine.
Nice guy. Yep.
But you guys just don't talk about the Kings no more. Just don't. And that means the bad, too. Like, don't try and come around like you're a Kings aficionado if they lose four in a row. Just stop. Don't talk about them ever, good or bad. Leave that to D'Lo and KC. Leave that to the insiders. And this is where Kings fans will come for. We don't need to hear from you guys no more. It's over.
At least
it's
they finished. Don't. At least they don't think Vlade's still running the team.
Well, that was
a moment. Shout out Bart Scott. Yeah, that was about 11:52, right before D'Lo and KC. I remember like it was yesterday. I played it back. I listened to it back like three different times.
What is it? 3 years later. Because at the time, he said Fox wants out.
Yeah.
3 years later, De'Aaron Fox is still here. Now he may move on after this, but he didn't want out then.
Yeah, for those of you that might have come to D'Lo and KC late, Bart Scott 3 years ago was talking about Vlade Divac still being the GM of the Kings, and he's got naked pictures or whatever. He's holding that over.
Monty McNair.
The owner. Monty McNair. Second year. Yeah, Monty McNair was there. He was solidified, established.
Is that worse than Avery Johnson thinking Buddy Hield was still here?
That wasn't bad.
They got to get Buddy Hield out of here like a year after he had gotten traded.
That was sad because someone might have been playing a joke on Avery Johnson for 3 years.
I forgot it. That was awful.
That was tough.
Avery, we need you to talk Kings. All right. Talk Buddy Hield.
Our people, they never get anything right about the Kings. We have a starting lineup of wrong names for the Sacramento Kings. Was it Terrence
Harris III?
Terrence Harris III. Trey Lyles got the treatment too, didn't he?
They called him the music manager.
Kevin Lyles. Yeah, Kevin Lyles.
DeAndre Fox.
But that was Charles. That was Charles to our local media. DeAndre Fox.
Why did they do that?
I got the lineup right here. It was Kevin Lyles, Keegan Bradley, Terrence Harris III, Jeffler Edwards was one.
Oh my God.
I don't know how you got that one. And then DeAndre Fox. That was a starting five.
Oh my God.
Come on. Hey, Keegan Bradley's an underrated.
Keegan Bradley's wild. The wildest part about Keegan Bradley is that was the NBA. The NBA did that. That was on their page.
That's a true story, man. The NBA did that.
Keegan Bradley.
Oh, man. They don't get nothing right when it comes to the Kings. Nothing.